Blackstone Audio presents The Big Both Ways by John Straley. This book is read by Barry Press. 1. Even though she had never traded sex for money, she was nothing now but a whore with a bloody nose. It was a hard fact to accept, but there it was. She looked at the man curled in the trunk of the car, blood oiling over his white shirt. She had his broken watch in her hand, its intricate guts at a standstill, the second hand trembling between two painted tick marks on the face. It was only then that she started to cry. Her sobs leaked between her bloody fingers as she tried to stifle the sound. A mile to the west, a car hissed over the pavement, and somewhere in the woods, a screen door slammed. She stepped toward him then. Tears flecked off her chin as she lifted the cold arm to place the watch back around his wrist. She was thinking that he might as well keep it, for however stupid it seemed, even in a world gone mad, a broken watch could still be right twice a day. It was May 1935. In April, Amelia Earhart had set a speed record on a solo flight from Los Angeles to Mexico City. And when she took off again, she set another from Mexico City to New York. In the American Southwest, a blizzard of dust scoured the tired farmland, and the Roosevelt administration began relocating dust bowlers to communal farms in the territory of Alaska. In August, Will Rogers and Wiley Post were to set off in their Lockheed Orion for Point Barrow, and on June 24th, the miners of the Alaska Juneau gold mine would